I'm no superhero. Just call me Mom. It wouldn't be the first time moms are compared to superheroes. It is very common to see Mother's Day images with superhero costumes stating the obvious. Moms are seen as super beings with incredible powers and unmeasured, incomparable strength. As a mother of two, however, I will dare say, and I speak for myself, that I'd rather not be called a superhero or be compared to one for that matter. Yes, we do seemingly supernatural things, but it isn't always the pretty picture everyone chooses to see. Here are several reasons why I don't like to be compared to a superhero. By placing moms as superheroes, we are assuming they can do it all, fix it all, and withstand it all. Yes, being a mom unleashes a different kind of strength and resilience because now you have extreme motivation to love, guide, and protect. But we are far from being superheroes. By placing the superhero label on moms, we are fostering two very negative reactions. Number one, everyone automatically assumes that you're a superwoman, and they therefore consider that it is your duty to meet or exceed every single expectation. You're expected to clean everyone and everything, prepare and administer foods, follow through with appointments, play dates, fair projects, school pictures, randomly scheduled craziest school activities like Minions Pajama Day Bake Sale. What the fuck? Homework, everyone's birthday, go to work outside the home, have a balanced diet, be on time, and if you have a partner, be an aggressive lioness in the bedroom. Negative reaction number two. Once you have all these people, most of them important in your life, holding you to the superhero standard, you desperately try to meet it. That, to me, is a terrible mistake. Many moms get drained out, energy starts to decrease, sleep deprivation kicks in, and depression many times is the silent secret companion of many moms that can't quote-unquote slip up for a minute and take their superhero suit off. Social media doesn't help. A lot of people do it on purpose. They orchestrate their social medias to resemble a certain lifestyle. Others don't really do it on purpose to fake a lifestyle, but you can't expect people to be putting their sad drama on social media. So most of the time, you will see good times. Hashtag good times. You see the happy family pictures, the hashtag happy smiling vacations, and the successfully glorious dance and piano recitals. Hashtag mom life. As moms, we see other moms in these situations and sometimes feel even the need to exceed what they are doing. We feel like we are not doing enough based on what other people are doing with their lives under completely different circumstances. What is that? Insane competition. If we smarten up and realize that social media is, purposely or not, a fabrication or interpretation of reality, we would understand that those seemingly happy people have their slumps too. A lot of them probably also struggling to hold a certain standard that society imposes on them. Moms may appear to be superheroes, but it is important for everyone to realize they are simply highly motivated humans. We get tired and sad and sometimes feel very unappreciated and alone. I will be the first one to say I am not a superhero. I require help, and thank God I have a good circle of support that is willing and able to provide a lot of support and help when I need it. Moms need help too. Realize that. They need some slack cut and less of a judgmental attitude from those around, especially other moms who, sadly enough, do believe that they can and are supposed to do it all and feel disappointed with themselves when they are unable to supply all the demand. Just because something is meant to be strong doesn't mean that you're going to unfairly abuse it. Moms are just human beings who love unconditionally and are motivated by a passion that is supernatural, and that's love.